I would rather the firestorms of atmospheres than this cruel descent from 100 years of dream to the starkness of the capsule. Two of our crew still lay suspended, cool in their tombs of sleep. The nagging choirs of memory, the lengths of tube and wires deep worming from their flesh to machinery I would have to cut. Such midwifery, it's just one function of the leader here, floating in a sack of fluid dark, a clear century of space away from Earth. One man stared from the trauma of his birth, attentive to the tapes assuring him this was reality, however grim, our journey's end. The landing itself was easy. We touched upon a shelf of rock, selected by the auto mind, and left a galaxy of dreams behind.